Jose Garcia owns La Fortuna Market near the Rancho Tehama post office. He didn't hear the shots, but he says he knew something was wrong when law enforcement started showing up.
Yeah, I've been here for 20 years. Whatever is happening right now, it surprised me because I never thought they would happen in here, you know.
Jesus Monroy was dropping off his daughter at school in the nearby town of Corning when he heard the news. Parents and school staff were talking, trying to piece together what happened. And that's how he learned that one of the victims was his nephew.
People say somebody go to the school and shooting everybody. Everybody, adults, and my nephew, they shot him in the arm and the leg.
Monroy wasn't able to reach his sister. She didn't answer her cell phone, and he didn't know which hospital his nephew had been taken to. He looked stunned and said he could only hope the boy would be okay. Assistant Sheriff Phil Johnston sounded emotional at an afternoon press conference in front of the post office.
Listen, people died here today, folks. This is a very tragic event for all of us. There are children involved.
Officials are still investigating the crime, and the FBI is involved. There's a lot to understand, with seven different crime scenes and a suspected shooter who had been in trouble with the law. Meanwhile, residents are waiting for any answers they can get. Tiffany Rogers, the owner of Coffee Addiction, says that everyone in the town knows each other, and that it's usually so quiet you can hear a pin drop.
I'm just hoping it all resolves and everyone that I know is okay and that people survive.
For those who did survive, it may take some time before people feel okay again after such a senseless act of violence. I'm Adia White in Rancho Tehama.